mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother, who you driving with the cosmic debris?
Now what kind of a masked man are you anyway?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
Nervous and he sort of fidget around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo, but he told me right then when the top popped open there was nothing his box won't do with the oil of pile silver and the dust of the grand wazoo. He said, you might not believe this, Tonto, but it'll fix up that war paint for you, too. And I said,
look here, brother.
Thank you, Mass Man. Thank you.
Will you drive me with the cosmic debris?
Ah, Mass Man's a fag.
Look here, brother. Don't you waste your time on me.
Said, and you can help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and cram it up your snout.
But I got this silver ball,
he said, and held it on up to his horse. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right, of course.
I wrapped a newspaper on my head so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumbo jumbles there. I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his rings and his pocket watch and everything else I found. I had that swagger hypnotized. He couldn't even make a sound.
Where'd you get those people?
I proceeded to tell him his future there. As long as he was hanging around,
I said, the price of pajamas has just gone up.
And that old Swami have just gone down.
Hello. Look here, Swami.
Now is that a real poncho or is that a Seattle poncho? Who can tell anymore? Don't you know you can make more money in syndication?
So don't you waste your time on me.
Chaz Wackerman, Scott Tunis, Alan Zavod, Bobby Martin, Ike Willis, Ike O.